from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports talk in perfect harmony.
Punish me.
This is Jones and Mego.
He wakes up in the morning.
Not doing it.
On WEEI.
Couser swings and blasts one to deep center field. Duran back to the wall, turns around and has to play it off the fence. Digs it off the warning track, fires back into the cutoff man. Gonzalez coming home, play at the plate, not inside. Wall ball double for Colton Couser, the rookie of the year favorite. They finally get to Sugar. And it's 5-1 Baltimore. They are mooing it in Baltimore for Colton Couser.
I got to hand it to the Baltimore fans. That mooing for Couser thing, I'm into it. I like it.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I like it. If we had a guy with a cow name on the Red Sox, I would advocate for mooing when he did something good to him. I would advocate for that 100%. I think that is a quality way of expressing appreciation for a guy named Couser when he does something.
To me, it's like uke. Like, whenever it's the anything that sounds too close to a boo, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I remember when with Robert Parrish, people would go, chief, and it sort of sounded like boo. They were booing him sometimes.
I understand it's, like, excited, but there's something, it's too close to me. It makes me feel a little uncomfy.
I know, but he knows that they're mooing. Like, he hit a double. He knows they're not booing him. You know, that was a big play in the game. And with Uke, he knew it, too. He knew they weren't booing him.
Of course. I'm not totally on that bandwagon of moos.
So. I'll tell you.
They are mooing it.
I'm not sure it's a great look for women to moo.
Why not?
You know, I don't know. I'm not comfortable enough with myself to be out there like, moo.
I saw a meme that was like, I bet it feels so good
that's
to moo if you're
move.
A cow. Yeah, that was a terrible move.
What? Okay.
You got to go more cartoonish.
let me get the body into it.
Yeah. Go from your diaphragm. That was worse than the first one.
It turns into a growl.
Yeah, you know what, Mega? Mooing's not for you.
My dog moves a lot.
Your dog moves. That makes
like
sense.
Cujo.
Yeah, that was
a giant angry dog.
You know what else was uncool about last night, along with the mooing, was...
That's what I sounded like.
That's not what that sounded like. Zach Eflin, who has been so nasty with Baltimore ever since he got there. I mean, the guy, every time I see him, he's shutting somebody down. I think he's got a perfect record and like an ERA in the low twos since he went to Baltimore. And I see that, and I see what, you know, the Red Sox are doing with Rich Hill, and it's just, you know, like, I was higher on James Paxton than you guys were, for sure. And that was a move that did not, I mean, he had that one good start. He had a good start against Kansas City. He had a decent decent start in his first one. He had those errors and everything. It was only 3 earned runs. And now he's injured, because of course he is. He's 36, and he played the entire year.
Don't worry, you have a 44-year-old.
Now you're bringing in a 44-year-old. And that, to me, is like, all right, even if you thought, I thought Paxton was not satisfactory in terms of addressing the starting rotation. I thought it was a decent patch, but you had to really do something else if you wanted to elevate this team up to the level of the Orioles and the Yankees and the Twins and these other teams you're competing with. That's all. I mean, I think that's a reasonable thing to want for your front office to do with the deadline. And they got a couple of relievers, which tided us over. But, you know, look at what Baltimore did. Look at what Baltimore's been doing. They got Burns going tonight. It's another guy you could have had. I just feel like, you know, there's other teams out there that are more serious than you. And that's really coming home to roost right now as you play these good teams. As you play the Astros, who kicked your ass. As you play, you know, Baltimore, who's been ahead of you all year. These other teams who took it seriously in the offseason, took it seriously at the deadline, knew that they were going to be in a dogfight, and really committed to making themselves better. While you're sitting here waiting around and picking old guys up off the scrap heap, I mean, that's the main difference, and I think it's one that really stood out in a stark contrast last night. And Pivetta wasn't bad. I mean, he didn't have a bad start, but, you know, that's a team that's been leading this division and really leading the AL for in a lot of ways for a good chunk of this year, and you saw it last night. I mean, it was on display, full display, and I know most people didn't even watch that game last night, but really, it was clear who the better team was.
You know what it makes me think of is that scene from one of our favorite shows, Succession,
mm-hmm.
when Logan Roy is talking to his children and he says, "I love you, but you're not serious people."
Yeah, in that club or whatever.
And that's how I feel about the Red Sox. Mm. You said it. They're not serious. These other teams are serious about the rest of their season, and the Orioles were dealing with a bunch of injuries. That's why they went out and got Eflin. And you look at what they've been doing. You pointed out Corbin Burns. I was asking for the Red Sox to get Corbin Burns like a year plus ago. And it's just a collection of guys out there who you turn your nose up to because they want a little bit of money or they want a little bit of investment. And you go, no, 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 no. That might get us to like $190 million on the payroll. And that's you're getting close to $200 million. We can't be up there right now. And I just wonder if, obviously nothing can change this year. Is anything going to change in the offseason when you have the promise of the golden trifecta, like the Holy Trinity coming out of Worcester?
Is that a promise that the next year? I mean, one of them, Anthony's 19, isn't he? Like, you know, or he just turned 20. Like,
Baltimore brings up friggin'.
I know. Baltimore's doing a lot of things you're not doing is the point. But, like, I don't know for sure that they're all coming up next year. Yeah, they're mooing.
They're mooing. They got 18-year-olds. I mean, come on. You could have this fun stuff at Fenway.
Buster Olney just tweeted this out. The Red Sox have averaged 6 runs per game since the All-Star break. Great, right? Hey, good job, Red Sox. 6 runs per
what
game.
What else is happening?
Wow, they must have really been killing it here. Oh, wait a minute, though. They have a record of 10-15, and their staff ERA is 5.99. They're averaging 6 runs. That's almost impossible.
You're almost breaking even.
You're going to win some baseball games.
Jesus. Their staff ERA is 29th of the 30 teams in the majors. Only the guess which team is worse? Do you know which team is worse, Michael? Did you see it yet?
Sorry.
Have you looked at this?
I was reading. Somebody was saying I sounded more like a moose than a cow.
I don't
even know the sound that a moose makes.
I don't know what a moose sounds either, but I think that's
like,
still true.
Deer make sound? No.
Louis C.K. would say yes. Okay. He has a whole bit about the deer and the sound and what he called the deer after he hit the deer.
Let's not do that.
We don't need to talk about him, right?
What were you
obviously.
Asking?
The Red Sox ERA since the All-Star break is 29th to 30.
White Sox are
the one team that's worse. And they are only
the
worse by 1/100th of an earned run. Their earned run average is 6.
That
and
could
yours is
tonight.
5.99. You could jump into last place in that statistic tonight. You know, God willing here, of course. 617-779-7937. It's not all bad news. Not all bad news.
Is there a moose in the studio?
I think so.
That's what I think it's like got to be more at the top of the throat. Like,
I can't do it either. My son can move pretty well.
I got it there. Did you hear that?
Let's hear it again. You did not get it there.
That's what it sounds like.
I don't know what that is.
That's a moo.
That is not a moo.
That is a moo.
If my son was here,
play that moo and then play the realistic moo, and you can't tell the difference.
Moo. It's not. It's not a good moo. I was just going to say something. I had a great joke. I had a real zinger, and now I can't remember what it is.
Do you want to go to Relationship Roundtable and on the other side, maybe you'll remember?
More than I want to take my next breath.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
I had a professor who told me you should go to grad school. And now here I am many years later mooing on the
professor's
radio.
Professor's clueless.
Twitch chat is reacting. Sounds more like a wolf than a cow.
Uh-huh.
Says Stash and Beard of Sir Gresh. Also sounds like animal porn. Sounds like that cow is in pain.
Well, why do you know what that sounds like?
I don't know.
If you're comparing it to something, that means that you know what to compare it to.
I mean, animal porn is sort of a nebulous term for it. If you watch, you know, if you're just in nature.
Just call that nature.
You're going to see animals being animals. You know, it's not necessarily porn unless you're into it.
So we all have the Discovery
I think if
Channel.
You're discussing porn, then there's a suggestion of a human element, which I totally disagree with.
That is not animal porn. That's a bestiality, I believe, is what we call that.
Anyways.
In the streets.
Well.
And now here's Relationship Roundtable.
Relationship Roundtable. So helpful.
That was me, right?
Yeah.
That was me.
100%.
A couple minutes ago. So if you're just tuning in for the first time, this is a segment during the week in which I put out the call on my Instagram handle at megawaffles22 with 1G. And I asked, does anybody need love life advice? And I got this one a couple days ago. This is probably the most detailed relationship roundtable question we've ever had.
That's a scary setup for it.
Okay. So
like, I'm terrified of this.
I'm going to call this person C because they gave me their real name and I told them I'm going to keep this anonymous. I don't know this person.
My wife's name starts with a C.
Okay. Well, it's not you.
Okay, good.
Unless she has an ex-wife.
Nope. Don't think so.
Okay. So C says, my ex-wife from over 25 years of marriage recently hit me up with a divorce. A year later, we have become very close. We've been getting along unbelievably well.
Hold on. That was confusing the way you just set that
so
up.
So
they were married for 25 years and she just divorced him.
She divorced him like a year ago.
After 25 years. Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
Now, a year later, we've become very close. We've been getting along unbelievably well. We now do more things together than ever before, but I do give more than I receive. I help out a lot. Recently, I moved to a new place. She was helping me clean the place up. I get along with my new landlord. He's a friend. But our situation got sour when they exchanged information behind my back. 2 weeks later, they went on dates. I discovered they have been intimate. I know we are divorced, but for some reason, I feel fired up and disrespected. The last few days, this has been eating me up. I'm thinking about how I'm going to confront them. I am going to bring them to my apartment and go to the shared backyard where he usually hangs out and then have a nonviolent confrontation. My thought is, do I confront her first and then him?
I mean, listen.
There's a lot to unpack.
So first
here.
Of all, she's using him to meet guys, right? Now that they're divorced, she's using the ex-husband, the guy who wrote to you, to meet other people.
C, we're calling him.
Right? C is now her vessel into the world of other guys to date. And it just so happens this first one happens to be a landlord. So that's, you know, they hit it off. They exchange numbers. When he says they're like back together, does he mean they're back to like they're dating again, or
he
that they're just like helping each other clean their apartments? Like that's not that part's
not
like clear.
They have a friendship.
Okay.
And I have heard of this happening before where you split up and since you're no longer under the pressure of living together and mm-hmm. being a functional couple day in and day out, like you hang out. I've seen this happen with one of my friend's parents who got divorced 30 years ago and now they're friends.
Okay.
Now they hang out. We don't know what else they do. I tell her, I'm like, yo, they're definitely something's going on there.
All right. See, you have two options here. This is how I see it anyway. You have two options here. The first option is you were married to this woman for 25 years. You have to know women in her life that she doesn't like, that she would be really annoyed if you started dating and you date one of them.
Oh, we're starting with spite.
You start with spite. Yes. Okay. So you start with spite. That's option one. Then if that works out, you know, if you ask out the enemy or whatever, and then they agree to go out with you, obviously everything's got to be consensual and above board here. Then you bring her over, and every time that you see the wife or anytime you see the landlord, she's there, and that's a whole thing. And in your face now, you're up in the situation. If you try that and it doesn't work out, you have to move. Like, you have to move out of that apartment. Sorry, you want to bang the landlord? Great. I'm not going to live here next to it. I'm going to go live somewhere else. Sublet the place. Do whatever you got to do, but get the hell out of there and don't look back. That's my advice.
Let me ask you guys.
But the first option is to try and hook up with one of her enemies.
To back up a little bit, though, like, I understand that he probably has still, like, some very deep-seated emotions and feelings for this woman. Mm-hmm. They were married for 25 years.
Megan, you said that she divorced him. It wasn't.
Yes, she served him with a divorce.
Okay. Right. Continue, please.
So I wonder, are you really in a situation where you want to be friends with your ex? Because she served you with a divorce.
Not if she's banging the landlord.
I don't know if you guys have kids, but you're getting along together extremely well. It sounds like you're spending a lot of time together. It sounds like you're not moving on. Like, if she is, maybe this wasn't a planned thing and she just happened to really hit it off with your landlord and now they're actually, like, something's real is developing there. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really matter. Like, to me, it's more like I think the issue is it's a nice idea, especially if you have kids, if you guys can remain friends. But this was just a year later. Like, you got to be on your own path. You can't be helping her out around her new house and she comes over and is helping you decorate the walls in your house. Like, you guys are on your own now.
You're going to be doing something in the walls in the next unit over there, it sounds like. So wait a minute. Does the landlord live in the house, too?
They said shared backyard.
Yeah, shared backyard?
They said
so it's like a two-family, basically?
He hangs out in the backyard. And here's the other thing I'd say. I mean,
I would not confront them either, by the way. I would not do that. I think there's no way to do that and end up looking good. You have to either get the spite relationship going or you just move and do it. Otherwise, you know, so what? You're going to make some big speech and all of a sudden she's going to leave with you and not want to bang the landlord anymore? Like, I don't think that's a smart move.
I think what I would do is confront her. I don't think you need, look, the landlord, maybe if he's your friend, you think what he did was scummy, crummy, then that's, I understand. But you are renting an apartment and I have no idea what your lease situation is.
Right.
I would go to her and
it's like written into the lease if your ex-wife comes
just
over.
Just say, like, this has been a really nice time that we've been able to be friends, but I can't have you, like, with these different levels of drama in my life. Because also, I don't know, maybe then if you cut it off with her and you move on, assuming you don't have kids, and then she dumps the landlord, then you and the landlord can hang out and talk crap about her.
I guess. I mean, you're still going to have to talk to the guy who you know your wife was doing. I don't know. I just haven't.
It's like you're at work all day, then you come home and you see her car's in the driveway too.
Oh, yeah.
And
forget it.
It's just, it's always going to be there when you're finally done. And depending on what date you know you're having, it's always going to be this reminder. Like, I think the real answer, spite withstanding, is to get out of that apartment because you're just going to constantly be reminded of how miserable this is making you feel.
Yeah, or just go, like, real, you know, like, get real scuzzy.
Like, a confrontation is probably going to come out no matter what because...
No, you're just bringing home whoever every night, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, you're going way out there.
I don't think that has the effect that men think it has.
It does in the sense that...
To women.
The women are going to be like, well, okay, now I see what it's like.
She served a divorce and she's clearly moved on.
Right. But she also thinks that he's just going to be there waiting for her all the time, too, it seems like. You know, she has him coming over and cleaning the apartment and everything. So I don't know. I mean, it seems like she feels like she has him wrapped around her finger. So you have to establish that that's not the case. And it's better to do it with someone you know she doesn't like, I think. Just to sort of hammer it home a little bit. But either way, spite or not, I think Ryan's right. I think that this whole living situation is something you got to get out of.
Yeah, but then, look, if you don't have kids, then you need some serious time apart. Like, don't hang out. She's not your friend. She's your ex-wife. And she's clearly moving on. And it seems like you're having a difficult time moving on while she's still in your life. If you do have kids, then friends, but maybe you guys need to talk about boundaries in a different way because, again, it sounds like you're still putting yourself in a bad situation.
Does she have a sister?
Well, Urban Surf 401, I think, has the answer, and that is bang her mom.
Oh.
That's also, I think, the advice Mike Adams would give if he was here right now.
Yeah.
Miss that guy.
He would have led with that.
If you were married for 25 years, is mom still around?
Probably not, but, you know, you never know.
Then there's another layer to that.
Gross. All right, what else we got?
Necromancy, yes.
This is a very short one. This is from Cal. My girlfriend always puts her phone face down. Should I assume she's hiding something?
Always.
Probably.
Really?
It's always face down. I mean, she could just turn her notifications off. You know, like
so. I put my phone face down sometimes as a sign of respect, of like I'm not looking at my phone.
Yeah. Okay.
While I'm talking to you, and a lot of times I'll just put my phone away completely. But sometimes, like if my husband comes over to me and I'm doom scrolling and starts talking to me, sometimes by habit I'll just turn my phone over to show him that I'm not like. Because I'm ADHD, you know. I'm right. Not like glancing over at my phone while he's talking to me because something's popping up on the phone.
Yeah, my wife's just on like TikTok all the time. So, if she is there talking to somebody, she's very, very slick about it. But she doesn't, you know, like if you're putting the phone, you're like, oh, I'm flipping it over. Now, I have a phone with one of these cases on it. So I sort of have
like a little wallet.
Built-in excuse. Yeah, right. Like there's a little thing
for your
cards here and stuff.
I don't like that. It's too much on the phone.
I like it. I like having it. I feel like it makes me look like...
You can hide all your deep, dark secrets.
That too. And also no one's looking at my phone ever, you know? Like I don't want people looking at my phone, you know?
Now, how would you feel if your wife got one of those privacy screens on her phone?
What's that?
You've never seen that where people have the phone protector?
It like blacks out from different
angles.
So
when you look at it from the side... You can't see it unless you're looking at it like head on.
I wouldn't.
Otherwise,
care if
it looks like tinted sunglasses.
I'm not
almost.
Trying to look on her phone. Like, what do I want to look
you
at her phone
for? You know who has one of those?
Who?
Evan Drellick.
Is he really?
Yeah. I was sitting next to him
where
in the bar.
Where his core is looking at
and
his
I was
floor?
Like, why do you got you that on your phone? And he was like, I just need
like,
people
why are you
to
looking
respect
at my phone,
my
Mega?
Line up is out. Line up is out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Evan was a big hit at that wedding, I'll tell you.
April 26, 1992. There was a riot on the streets. Tell me where we are. It's a great song.
I hope he wasn't singing that.
That's a great song?
Yeah, that's not a great song.
I like that. I like the bass line. That bass line's good. I don't know if it's a great song, though.
It's a dark time.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Relationship Roundtable.
All right, there you go. Another edition of Relationship
Roundtable. I like that detailed one. I want more detail.
Because couples therapy is expensive.
I want to know what happens with that guy. I want to follow
like,
up.
That's
if
what I'm saying.
Get,
I'm worried that
tell
that,
him. Yeah,
I'm worried the confrontation already happened. So
now he probably saved it for like Saturday or Sunday. Like it's a weekend. Yeah. You know, that's when you have a confrontation in the yard.
Trying to move into his apartment.
Yeah,
get some liquid courage.
Yeah.
Careful there.
Tough. Just you know, keep it nonviolent. That's all we ask. Or don't, whatever. I don't know this guy. Who cares? There you go. All right, 617.
Keep it nonviolent.
779-7937. There's your phone number. We'll make some bets in Bet Roulette next.
You're listening. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.